your morning team show, we've made references. Of course, there's been news references. There's been general sports references to what's going on in baseball, or what's not going on in baseball, I guess, unfortunately, is a better way to say things. Although, I bring this up because there are some things that are actually going on. We're a Detroit Tigers affiliate, and we're looking forward to hopefully some Tigers baseball as soon as possible. But as dire as things sound, there have been some things that have been agreed upon.
Oh, do bring us up to date. Yeah. I haven't heard anything in the last couple of days.
Let me do the dire first of all, because this has come out, that apparently yesterday the owners announced that today is the deadline day today. If there is going to be an official 162-game season, this is the deadline. If there's no agreement, then the 162-game season will not exist. You know, they had canceled the first two series, but they were prepared to make those up. But this is it. Deadline day. I still think they could get it all in if they wanted to. I just think that they're trying to push the issue.
Yeah.
You know, they could do a couple of 7-inning doubleheader games.
Mm-hmm.
Although, having said that, I wouldn't mind if they went back to the old 154-game schedule that they had before they expanded it. If that meant getting the World Series in October and getting the baseball season starting back in April, well, let's remove 8 games off the schedule. I'm fine with that.
I know. Mm-hmm. But would they do that when they know they could make money with more games?
No, because the owners would make money, the players would make money.
Yeah, right.
So.
Well, that was brought about because there were more teams. They added games to the year.
You know, I'd have to look back and see the research on why they did that in the first place. But my guess is probably because they realized they could, you know, had a few games in.
Make a little bit more,
So what there actually has been some agreement. Now, this would have to be part of the overall agreement, but some of the issues that have already been covered. A pitch clock, which has been talked about, but there's never really been any major league implementation of a pitch clock. Some have likened it to saying, well, you know, those who are traditionalists, I think I'm a traditionalist, but realizing changes happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, there haven't been any more guys like Fidrich who had to clear the mound before he'd throw a pitch.
Well, you know, they implemented a clock in football.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shot clock in basketball.
Mm-hmm. Serve clock now in tennis.
Yeah, I mean, so other sports have. So,
yep.
And as frankly, we always say, we're living in this moment. If these were to happen 20 years from now, kids growing up with the sport would know nothing but the sport with a clock like this. They think it was normal. They wouldn't care. So, okay, we'll see. There's no details on it. It just said they'd implement it. So that's one thing they have agreed upon. Another thing they have agreed upon is this one's going to be interesting. Larger bases.
Aren't there some minor league?
Minor leagues have experimented
been
with
doing
this.
That? Okay.
I'm not mistaken. I think the current size is 15 inches square. They're going to make them 18 inches square. You add that much. I mean, think of all those close plays, those instant replays were showed just by a fingertip, somebody's out. By a fingertip, they'll be safe.
Yeah.
A lot of these things they're talking about is not just speeding up the game, but they're hoping to try and increase some more of the offense, too.
Which then, how if you increase the offense, how does that
speed up
the game?
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, I understand.
I'm just wondering.
Although maybe more fans will put up with the longer game if there's more offense. I don't know.
I think there are a lot of fans who like the old 2-1 pitcher's duel.
You know, there are some sports where 1-0 sucks. A 1-0 baseball game, though, is intense.
Yeah,
especially you build it into the ninth inning when, you know, just one swing of the bat could tie it. Or if you get a guy on base, one swing of the bat could win or something like that, you know? So that's also been agreed upon. And the other thing, and this is interesting, is the agreement on banning the defensive shifts. You know, those overshifts that you've seen in the past number of seasons?
Oh, yeah.
Where
right.
One side of the infield could be left completely defenseless while everyone goes to the other side of the infield.
Analytical baseball, sabermetrics, right?
Yes. And it's proved successful. Although, as somebody points out, and I have not seen any stats on it, as much as we know that people are stopped using the defensive shifts, there are players who have found ways to beat it by simply, oh, imagine that, finding ways to hit to the opposite field where nobody's standing there.
Great place hitters.
Exactly.
Some of them are able to do that.
Or laying down a bunt,
to
which I've always thought that. I mean, look, become a better hitter.
Right.
Use all the fields and the shift won't matter.
Hit them where they ain't.
Exactly. Thank you, Wee Willie Killer. Who had that famous quote of how he had such high batting averages back in the early turn of the century.
Right.
So those are at least a few of the things that have been agreed to. And again, people are pointing out, you think about some of these changes other sports have made, or they say things are already, I mean, like for football, they say, you know, there are illegal formations in football. you can't just line up players where you want. They have specifics where you have to, okay.
Yeah, right, right. Right.
And in hockey, remember that there's an offside. You can't just throw every offensive player into the zone and for the puck.
No cherry pickers.
Right. Although they did eliminate the two-line pass.
They did.
Which opened up the game quite a bit.
I saw a shot clock thing I didn't like this weekend. Michigan State players stole the ball, went down, and slam dunked, and they disavowed it because they said the other team had violated the shot clock.
Oh, really? That shot clock violation killed the play. If there's a violation, that's going to force the turn. At least they get the ball, but they can't do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has there been anything about robots?
That one would be disallowed.
Okay.
The robot umpires that have been experimented on in the minor leagues.
Good.
That is off the list.
So good.
So, again, there are at least some things that have been agreed upon. As far as baseball goes. So we'll look for a little good news.
All right. I was a little bleary-eyed this morning as I'm brushing my teeth, and I get on Twitter and everything, and I see it says New York, and I thought it said New York Post. You know, New York Post, the big-time magazine and all that newspaper, right, daily newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I saw breaking MLB and Players Association agree to ban bunts on hope of reaching younger audiences.
Oh,
and so that opened up.
Really?
I was like, why not? Right? They're doing everything else. They're changing everything else. Now they're going to ban bunts. But then I looked closer, and it says it's a satire page.
Oh.
It's New York Porch Sports. I said, but they have to use the same font, and that's what caught me off guard. But, you know, I was like, why not? We're ruining the game in many other ways already, so, yeah, let's get rid of bunts, right? I could see that happening.
Well,
thankfully,
you know,
it's not.
That could speed up a game.
That, I suppose.
Well, and I got to tell you.
Probably anybody bunts anymore, though.
Yeah, they're.
That's the other thing.
You know, it's for some say it's a lost art. It does occur, you know, bunting, just regular bunting, or even bunting for base hits, which is a skill. I as a coach, now I'm thinking of this. That, boy, you know the time you could save in practice?
Not teaching bunts.
You wouldn't have to teach them how to bunt.
Offensively, you wouldn't have to teach them how to, and defensively, you wouldn't have to go over bunt coverages.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how much time we could save and confusion? Because those bunt coverages, for defense especially, can get a little crazy.
I never thought I'd hear Charlie favor something that changes the traditional game.
I know, I'm with you.
I got to think about this, you know? I mean, as much as it's a potential weapon and how much I love the squeeze play, that's always exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, the benefits, I mean...
just to save time, huh?
There's at least a week of practices I just haven't taken care of right there. I can concentrate on no bunting. That would be funny.
Yeah, I hope that that will never happen. Well, we
never say never. And on that note, I saw something else that I just discovered, too. And this comes from, you were speaking of sabermetrics, the guy behind it all. Bill James, the great baseball statistician, the guy who really was the one who opened up the world's eyes to what stats could do and how he used it. He is proposing, I don't think this is going anywhere, but he says, doing his research, you want to shorten games up? He says, do you know how many times a batter fouls off an infinite number of pitches in a baseball game, which just lengthens the game?
Oh, yeah.
And you think about it, yeah, how many times do you get those long at-bats, foul after foul after foul? So he's proposing... And he says hitters have learned how to do that skillfully.
Oh, yes, they have.
To exploit at-bats. He's proposing that a batter can fall off one pitch with two strikes.
Ooh.
They fall off a second pitch with two strikes, they're out.
How about three? I'd say three. How about three foul balls?
Maybe. There's your proposal. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know where it's going to go, but it comes from Bill James.
How many times does it drive like a fan crazy? You know you're watching your pitcher, starting pitcher's pitch count.
Oh, yeah.
And you're agonizing. Oh, no, there's a sixth foul ball in this at-bat, knowing that it's just driving up your pitcher's.
Well, there you go. That could save time, too. If the pitcher's pitch count is lower, it wouldn't be removed.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another one for you, baseball.